This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. Tomorrow, the New England Patriots will host the Baltimore Ravens in the NFL's AFC Championship game. The Patriots had gone 3 years without a playoff win before routing Denver last weekend. New England will tell anyone who listens that the past doesn't matter. But as Only a Game's Doug Tribou reports, it does.
Tom Brady stepped to the podium at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Massachusetts, Wednesday with a smile on his face. This will be his sixth trip to the conference championship, so the room crammed with reporters was no surprise. But he wasn't quite ready to discuss his teammates' hunger for a victory.
It's lunchtime. They're probably hungry right now. Cafeteria, there's probably a whole slew of offensive linemen that are beating down the sandwich station in there, so...
This time last year, the Patriots quarterback was preparing for a longer-than-expected offseason after losing at home to the New York Jets in the divisional round. Brady says the memories of falling short stick with him.
I think to have the opportunity to play in a game like we're playing in this week and to prepare for a game like this is something that exciting for all the players involved. And you know, when you don't have that opportunity, it sucks because you sit at home and you watch and you listen to every news station and sports station talk about the game, and it's great for us to be playing in it.
Wide receiver Deion Branch acknowledges that the team lacked the proper focus going into that loss to the Jets, and the former Super Bowl MVP says recognizing that fact is better than any pep talk.
You know, we was in this position last year, and we kind of blew it off. You know, that was us. It was nothing that nobody else did. We did that in the locker room, and I think the feeling we had last year, we don't want to go through that again.
Tomorrow's opponent, the Baltimore Ravens, handed Patriots head coach Bill Belichick his first home loss 2 years ago in a 33-14 steamrolling. But Belichick dismisses the idea of any lingering effects.
Yeah, we don't really care too much about what's happened in the past. We've won some, we've lost some, but right now this team's focused with the Ravens, what we have to do this week, and how we can best prepare and perform well on Sunday. And that's really all that matters, I don't think. Some game that happened 2 years ago or 5 years ago or anything else, I don't think that really has any effect on this game.
Tom Curran, who covers the Patriots and the NFL for Comcast Sportsnet New England, disagrees. Curran says the postseason tailspin that began with a Super Bowl loss to the Giants in 2008 has put extra pressure on the team this year.
It started to seep in. Are we going to get things right? And I think that there was a level of tightness that I detected from the Patriots going into big games, and they really had to relieve that tightness by just blowing out the pipes one time. And you saw that last week against the Denver Broncos offensively and defensively, where everything clicked and they were able to really, I think, exercise that demon of, do we still have it?
The Patriots were 13-3 during the regular season. They've won at least 10 games every year since 2003. Whether it's hooded sweatshirts or monotone press conferences, Bill Belichick is a man who knows how to stick to a formula. And that's one reason he respects Baltimore.
You know, they've been in the playoffs 4 straight years. They won playoff games the last 4 years. Nobody else in the league can say that. I think that speaks to a lot to their not only talent, but also their consistency and how well they perform, over that period of time. Not easy to do.
That consistency is driven by the Ravens' defense. Anchored by linebacker Ray Lewis, safety Ed Reed, and pass rusher Terrell Suggs, Baltimore allowed the third fewest points and yards in the NFL this season. Curran says Baltimore resents that their style of football doesn't get the kind of buzz reserved for teams with top-flight quarterbacks.
I think that there is an animosity because they fancy themselves a meat and potatoes lunch pail crew, and the Patriots, as Suggs has pointed out, are a quote-unquote pretty team.
But Baltimore Sun columnist Kevin Coward says after more than a decade of defensive dominance, the Ravens enjoy a challenge.
I think there is a lot of professional respect for Brady on the part of the Ravens, and they want to beat this guy. They think this guy is the best in the game, and they want to go up against the best, and that's why they're really looking forward to this matchup.
Another challenge for the Ravens will be New England's second-year tight ends Aaron Hernandez and Rob Gronkowski. Gronkowski shattered NFL records at the position this season with 1,327 receiving yards and 18 total touchdowns. When told Hernandez calls him an athletic freak, the 6'6", 265-pound Gronkowski returned the compliment.
He's a freak, too, the way he can move in and out, make guys miss, go out of the backfield, juke safeties, run the ball. just be able to line up anywhere. I mean, it's great having him next to me, and it's just amazing his quickness that he has at being his size.
The Ravens have offensive threats too, like running back Ray Rice. But up and down quarterback Joe Flacco ended up in the news after Ed Reed said Houston rattled him last week. The good news for Flacco, before the Patriots' D dominated Denver, only the lowly Colts gave up more yards. The mood was light as the Patriots started practice, but it's been 7 years since their last Super Bowl win. For Baltimore, it's been 12. And that has Brady thinking something players and fans on both sides can agree on.
You know, the game can't get here fast enough. There's a lot of anxiousness kind of leading up to the game, and you think about the game, it's the only thing really on your mind. And, you know, hopefully we can go out there and do a great job. I'm looking forward to it.
The waiting's almost over. Game time's 3 o'clock Eastern tomorrow afternoon. For Only a Game, I'm Doug Tribou.